Once again, this is Scott Bishop with Mortal Kombat Online at Midway Winter Gamers Day 2007. I'm here with Sean Hemerick, producer for Mortal Kombat Armageddon for the Wii. We've gotten him sufficiently liquored up, so maybe he'll answer a few questions for us. How are you doing today, Sean?
I'm doing very well.
All right, so Mortal Kombat Armageddon for the Wii. What challenges, I guess you could say, have you encountered in making, in developing that version so far?
Well, the biggest challenge is, of course, the controller. We've gone through at least 3 or 4 iterations with a combat controller. Motor combat was a lot easier than we actually liked. The first one we put in went pretty well. Conquest is, you know, camera, all sorts of challenges. All the challenges revolved around the controller, which is rare for us. Normally it's all about platform and back compatibility and like bring it down to the GameCube or something. But for the Wii, it's all about the controller.
Midway themselves did not port this version, did they? Didn't you have an outside company port this game?
Yeah, we're having it on third party. Ed is still creatively directing it. Ed and I have literally been in LA every other week for about a month and a half. I deal with them numerous times a day. They're doing the port of the technology, and then Ed's doing all the design still.
And you, of course, I would imagine you've still got your guys back in Chicago doing work on the game, on the Armageddon version of the game, helping out the people at this third party, correct?
Oh, certainly. We have, you know, Paulo, Brian, Oliver, Eddie, and John. I feel like I should say all the names once I've said one. They're back there. They play the game regularly, go like, hey, these things should change. We should change this. We should change that. This doesn't work. They're back there giving comments all the time, setting it back. And, of course, Steve and Tony are still the art directors. They still monitor anything new that goes into the game art-wise.
Okay, so we've already heard that there are going to be, that we're going to see female Chameleon.
Indeed we are. I was unaware we were going to announce that tonight, but apparently Ed said it, so we're going to.
Well, you've heard it here first, folks. And, of course, the different control scheme. What,
Endurance.
And Endurance. Tell us about Endurance.
Well, Endurance we did for the PSP, but PSP wasn't as popular as we thought it would be just on the platform. So we're bringing it back to the Wii for the single-player experience. I've always liked Endurance because it embraces the single-player experience. MK is always about head-to-head, but this is the first time you have that, like, I'm going to play, and it's just enemy right on top of you. I can't actually beat Endurance, which is one reason I'm really excited to see other people play it. If I get to, like, 14 or 15, I'm happy.
And of course, as I understand it, there's no online play on the Wii version?
There is not. Nintendo really didn't have their technology in line when Wii would have needed it. It's really not even in line now. So, no.
Okay. Now, one thing Ed did, another thing surprise Ed threw on us that maybe you can shed some light on. This is probably going to come as a shock to you as well. He mentioned the DS, a possible DS version. Is there anything you can tell us about that?
We are working on a Mortal Kombat for the DS. It is not a necessarily new idea to Mortal Kombat. It is taking some things from Mortal Kombat's past and making it playable on the DS with game sharing and full internet and all of that.
Okay, so what do you say? So basically, is it a classic game like MK's 1 through 4, current gen game, MK Deadly Alliance through Armageddon, or is this just going to be something completely new and different?
It is not something completely new and different. You're going to see a little something from the past, a little something from the very recent history. We wanted just a kind of a small DS package for the DS. The MK team is kind of a big fan of the DS. We all like the DS. So you're going to see a little from the past, a little from the present, in a very fun little package.
Okay. One last question. Tell your friends. That wasn't actually your invention, was it?
Indeed it wasn't. In art reviews, starting back in Shaolin, Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks, which would have been fall of 2003, Steve Baron, one of our art directors, said it. I thought he said it first. Ed claims he might have said it first. But he kind of said it because we were dealing with, at the time, Paradox, which was Midway LA, became Midway LA. They said a lot of things in art reviews that you wouldn't normally say to an artist, and then I had to interpret those things and go take them back to those artists in LA. So they would say something more mean than necessary just for the funny value, and then they go, well, tell your friends. And I kind of made that a joke, so I made it really popular to say around the MK team and Midway in Chicago and even Midway LA. And the habit kind of developed, and Ed just found it funny the way I said it. And the other thing Ed loves to repeat that I say is in Deception. I'm the voice of the Peeping Tom, and he loves hearing me say, the Peeping Tom says a series of phrases. Now I can't remember what the hell he says. It's the melons line. Lines at the... Now I feel bad. I can't remember it. I'm wasting your time on video. It's melons and... I think she's doing it on purpose. That's the other one. On purpose.
Maybe he wasted our time on purpose. Who knows? Tell your friends. This is Scott Bishop from Midway Gamers Day, and our coverage may continue.